This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
Now, I'm really excited this afternoon because we've got, as I said before, Nick Trulson, who's the CEO of a locally based professional football team, Nick, Melbourne United, joining us once again. Nick and his team have been leading the way when it comes to inclusivity and community. And with Pride Round just around the corner, we thought it was a perfect time to catch up. There's so much going on, especially with Joy broadcasting this live from the game. So, Nick, it's so great to have you back in the studio joining us for 2025.
Nah, Con, great to be back here. Happy New Year to all the listeners and happy birthday to Warren back at home as well.
Yes, happy birthday to Warren. Now, Nick, before we launch into what we're going to talk about, you had a great game this weekend over in New Zealand. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's been it's this time of year, of course, and we love having the Australian Open here in Melbourne. It's such a great event, but it does mean that we are not in John Cain Arena for the month of January, so we do play 6 to 7 games on the road interstate, and we were in New Zealand last night, and our incredible captain, Chris Golding, shot a three-pointer on the buzzer to win the game.
Wow.
And actually shot 10 three-pointers for the game, which is the most he's ever done in his career. So we're currently second, playing this weekend in Illawarra, which will be 1-2. So, you know, for the league itself, it's been an incredible season. There's probably 6 or 7 teams who could, you know, realistically make the top four, even top two. So it's going to go right down to the wire.
So it's been a great season for Melbourne United. And as you said, I've got a ladder up to sort of see where we're at, or where you're at, and we're part of that. It's really tight right at the top, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's been a great year, and I think that's, you know, that's the thing with basketball, is definitely on the rise here in Australia, and teams each and every year can change their rosters and actually put them in the position to, you know, to play off for a championship, and that's our aim each and every year. And last year we lost on the last championship game of the year on the last play of the day, and hopefully we can go one step better this year.
Great. Now, last time we caught up, we talked a lot about Melbourne United's commitment to inclusion. How would you say the club has grown in this space since then?
Yeah, it's been an incredible few years, and of course we talked about it last time around, having Isaac Humphries, you know, come out as the only male professional basketballer in the world a few years ago with us, and we actually saw Isaac briefly in Adelaide last week. He's having an incredible year for the Adelaide 36ers, and this year we've actually welcomed back his best friend from college, Marcus Lee, and it's great to have Marcus, who's also going to be supporting a lot with our Pride Round coming up on Saturday the 1st of February. And for us, it's all about how we can continually to drive what we're doing from an inclusivity point of view and playing our role in the community, and at the same time learning as much as we can and taking things from there.
Now, I love that, because that was going to lead into the next point I was going to make, is it's Pride Round is always a major event. Dare I say it, is it the third or the fourth one this year?
Yeah, it's the third one this year. And I think, again, each and every year the NBL try and, you know, do more and more each year to play their role. And I think, and Champion, of course, being the apparel partner for the league, have done a great job. And we're excited that they're going to be partnering with us and with Joy, of course, as with our game, which we can talk more about.
Yeah, we're excited. So obviously what you're mentioning there is not the next level in terms of what fan engagement, events and visibility, that's what's happening for this third one, is it?
Yeah, and I think it's all about continuing to make sure we're providing a safe environment for people of all communities who want people to feel welcome at our games. And I think, you know, each and every year we want to make sure we're leaning in further and further, and we're excited to be able to do that this year.
Now, how do the players and staff get involved in Pride Round, and what does it mean to them on a personal level to be part of such an inclusive event?
Yeah, and Pride and Sport have been a great supporter. We're a member of Pride and Sport, and that's something that, you know, again, just around making sure we're doing everything we can to learn more and more each year, and our players take part, and so does the league and all the administration with Pride and Sport do a wonderful job about giving educations across the season. And so we've all done that, but we've also had Marcus Lee and Tanner Krebs, two of our great players, actually spend some time with the Melbourne Spectres as well, basketball, which do an incredible job, and we're proud to have them as a partner with us for the game coming up as well.
Now, the other thing I love about it, when we have the Pride Round, there's always an incredible energy that's in the arena during that time. What do you notice about the fan reaction during those games?
Yeah, this, it's really a celebration coming to any of our NBL basketball games, and that's the thing that, you know, it, we think really stands us out compared to all the other sports, is that it's an inclusive environment, and pretty much from start to finish, it's just full of music, lots of entertainment, and great, you know, for all people who want to come along.
I love it. I mean, it sort of makes it, as you sort of said before, a safe and inclusive space where everyone is welcome, and obviously you sort of make it much, not only about the game itself, but also the whole sort of bringing everyone collectively together for that time that you're there doing this pride round.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, you know, it'd be great to touch on exactly what we're going to be doing. And I think that's, you know, each and every year we want to make sure when fans are coming along for our Pride game, and not every year that we have it as a home game. And I think that's what we're really excited about. We're playing it against our big new arch rivals, the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. It's on a Saturday night. We'll have a sold out crowd. And the game itself is going to be incredible because of the fact that Tasmania are also trying to get that top four spot as we are. So on and off the court, there's going to be a lot for everybody to be entertained by.
I'm chatting with Nick Trawson, the CEO of Melbourne United, about this year's Pride Round. Now, we've alluded to it a few times. It's Saturday, February the 1st, John Cain Arena. We're partnering together with yourselves. We're going to do an outside broadcast from 6 p.m. So the lead up to the game, which starts off at 8. And as you sort of said, and what we're pointing towards is probably a sold-out crowd.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an exciting thing. Hopefully we can have some great weather like we're enjoying at the moment. And I think, you know, there's nothing better than a sold-out crowd. But actually using the concourse is something that we do a lot of, is making sure that especially everyone coming along, they get it, they get a great value for money, and outside especially, and having a broadcast with Joy is something that's going to be an incredible new experience for us. Yeah. And we look forward to having a lot of special guests with us as well. And, you know, we're really proud of the fact of, you know, we'll have some great ambassadors along on the night like Danny Minogue and Joel Creasley. So lot to look forward to, and we look forward to hopefully having them along to have a chat as well.
I love it because it means there's something there for everyone. And if you love the game, which is great, but if you also love the game plus all these other things, you get to be part of that. So,
I think it's, you know, again, part of it in the lead up to us, it's all about what are we learning. And I think, again, the NBL, there's going to be some events held during the week of the Pride Round, which we're also going to be part of. And myself and Marcus Lee are going to be on a panel with David Stevenson, the NBL CEO, at an event as well for Pride Round. So there's going to be a lot for people to be able to understand. And I think the key for us is continuing to play our role as community leaders and make sure that, you know, along as teaching people in the community, we're also learning ourselves.
Now, I love that because it is about what you sort of were saying, bringing people together, like creating a community. And the club approach is always about sort of a sense of belonging for everyone, no matter who they are.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's important for us that inclusivity is one of our three core values. And, you know, we were given that incredible moment in time with Isaac a few years ago. And I think for us, it's about how we each and every year continuing to learn and talk to different peoples in the community to make sure that as we grow, our fans can grow along with us as well with what they're understanding.
Yeah, and I love that because, yeah, we do talk about Isaac Humphreys and the impact he made as the first openly gay male professional basketball player. And that's obviously influenced Melbourne United and the wider basketball community in a way that sort of makes people a lot more comfortable with that space as compared to some of our other leagues that are around at the moment who aren't at that space that basketball is, especially with the Melbourne United and the space they occupy.
Yeah, I think we feel like it's definitely a space that we want to continue to lead in, and it's not in just one particular community area. We want to make sure that, you know, we're doing as much as we can, and there's so many great opportunities across the NBL season. We run the only multicultural themed game in the NBL, but also in Australian sport, as well as being part of the NBL's Indigenous Round. But the Pride Round has become a really key focus, and especially as we get into a new year and the opportunity for us to really step into that space.
Now, we talked about the Pride Round, which is on the Feb 1st, the game that we'll be sort of doing outside broadcast from in the lead up. If people can't make it there, obviously they can get involved with a whole host of other ways. They can obviously connect to us by listening to what's in the lead up to the game. But also there's a whole few things that are happening in the week leading up to it, as you mentioned before.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be, you know, a really important part is what are the other layers that we're all doing as a league to make sure we're doing lots of things. And being in the sporting precinct that we are, you know, probably the best sporting precinct in the world. Even if you can't come to the game, you can feel welcome to be able to come along to watch the outside broadcast and be part of the experience before the game. But yeah, there's still tickets available at Ticketek, of course, and we'd love to, you know, see, you know, people from the community out in force and getting behind us as a team, and something that, you know, we're really proud of.
Now, fundamentally, of course, it means that those who also want to see the game are going to see an amazing game, because obviously you said that the space that's occupied right now at the top is kind of quite tight. So I'm going to guess the game should be hopefully sufficiently so that people are going to be sort of amazed too with what's going to be going on court.
Yeah, there'll definitely be a fair bit of edge too with the fact of, you know, what happened last year with the Jack Jumpers beating us at John Cain Arena to win the championship. So there's a, you know, an ongoing rivalry there. But knowing that it is the second last game of the season, there's going to be a lot on the line for us. And we're really looking forward to it. We don't think it could be, you know, that round itself is a perfect round for Have Pride round.
Okay. Well, folks, all I can sort of say is we're excited with the partnership that we're having with Melbourne United, doing the collaboration that we are, outside broadcast from 6 p.m. on Saturday, Feb 1st. And as Nick mentioned, there's some tickets still kicking around. So if you want to grab those, head to the usual places, as you mentioned. And let's just have a great game. And the atmosphere that's going to be there is going to be amazing too. So I'm looking forward to being part of that.
No, and thanks for your ongoing support. It's been great for us to continue to grow our relationship, and we look forward to taking that to a new level on Saturday, 1st of Feb.
No, I'm loving it. So it's clear Melbourne United is leading the way when it comes to inclusivity and community. And we're excited to be part of that round with you, Nick. Feb 1st, as we mentioned, head to our socials if you want to get more details, because we will be posting a little short clip of what's going on in the studio that you can catch. And all I can say is, Nick, is thank you for joining me in the studio.
Thank you, and listeners, have a great night.
That's Nick Trawson, CEO of Melbourne United. Be sure to tune in to a special outside broadcast right here on Joy on Saturday, 1st of Feb from 6 p.m. for all the action from the Pride Round game.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.